It's the Bugs program once again, and we have some great essays to pass along to the folks. Sue Ellaranta is here to tell us about the Bugs program for those that haven't been keeping up with it the last few years.
Okay, well, we've had our Bugs program in the fourth grade for many years. Our Bugs Club stands for Busy Using Good Study Skills, and this is how it works. We look at assignments, and every quarter, all those students that don't have any missing assignments get to go to a special luncheon in the cafeteria with their teachers and Mr. Courtney and myself. The students that have any remaining assignments are still left in the club, and we come around to each room and recognize all club members, and we put their picture on a special bulletin board, and we just want to recognize and help kids be responsible students to get their assignments done.
I ask this every year. I'm going to continue asking it. Do you still dress up as Bugs?
Afraid so.
Oh, it wouldn't be the same without
it. No, it wouldn't. We still have our stylish costumes. I'm a ladybug, and Mr. Courtney's a honeybee, so.
Just sweet as he is in real life, right?
He is, that's right.
So, we have some winners of the essay contest that we want to hear
from. Every third quarter, we do the essay contest on how the Bugs Club has helped them. And today, we have three winning students, so they are going to read their essays for you.
My name is Hope Fraud from Mrs. Orr's class from Medford Area Elementary School. The Bugs Club has helped me so much. Now I am working harder and trying my best. I never thought that I could do so much on my own. The Bugs Club pushed me to get everything done on time. That is why the Bugs Club really helped me a lot.
My name is Martha Miller. I go to Medford Area Elementary School. My teacher is Mrs. Mildebrand. The Bugs Club has helped me to better understand how important having good study skills are. For an example, the Bugs Club gives rewards to kids that have all their assignments on time. That pushes me to do better. It's not only the Bugs Club that should push you, I thought, but also you should turn your stuff in always on time. In later grades, it will reward you by being proud of yourself and will help you get into colleges with better grades. It also helps me to be a less forgetful person every day. To me, it's practice for other things, not just homework. For an example, I remember to bring my sweatshirt or my water bottle home. As you now know, Bugs Club has helped me not only to be a better person, but in many other ways too.
My name is Allie Paulson. I go to Medford Area Elementary School. My teacher is Mrs. Clem. The Bugs Club has helped me become a better student because when I'm older, it makes me realize I'm a better person when I hand things in on time. It helps me to care about getting good grades. When someone gets their sticker removed, it reminds me to work harder. Thank you, Bugs Club.
Hope, Martha, and Allie, and a great job on the essays, girls. And, of course, Chip Courtney represents the Medford Kiwanis Club, sponsors of this program. And, Chip, how many years have we been doing this?
Boy, that's a great question. I think this is our 20th year, Russ. And time flies, doesn't it?
I guess
so. And the Kiwanis
Club
is very, very proud to be able to sponsor this program. We're very proud of our students. They work so hard in school, and it's a treat to be able to recognize their hard work and their responsibility.
And Sue mentioned the dinner and the proceedings that you have for the kids.
Absolutely. We have the ones that achieve no missing assignments for three out of the four quarters get to join us at the city park for two of my favorite foods and, coincidentally, two of their favorite foods, pizza and ice cream. We ask the students to stand and introduce themselves and to the whole Kiwanis group, and they get a chance to mix and mingle a little bit with the Kiwanians, and everybody gets to express their congratulations and their gratitude for these kids being so responsible.
Our thanks to Kiwanian Chip Courtney, Sue Ellaranta, and Hope, Martha, and Allie for being with us today here on our local news program.